Back on downtown, it's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
Time to welcome in our friend Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, good afternoon and a belated Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Rich. Hopefully it was a good one and your holidays were good and get back at it.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, is it safe to say, Mark, I don't think I'm wrong in this, that the biggest game involving high school sports on the docket this weekend in Maine are a couple of games that don't even count in the standings?
Actually, I believe they count for those teams. But yes, nothing to do with Maine Principals Association or local high school basketball, other than, you know, two of the best players to play in the state are playing down in Portland.
Yeah, what an event that is. Sold out, has been sold out for a while. The homecoming of the Flag Boys, Cooper and Ace. And, you know, I'm sure you hear this even more than me because you spend so much time covering high school sports. It amazes me that there are still the few people out there, not the majority of them, who will poo-poo their accomplishments and you know, try to say, well, listen, we don't know if Cooper's the best high school player in Maine yet. I think that decision was made a long time ago.
Oh, I know. He definitely is. No matter what happens at this point, you know, going to Duke, he's the number one player in his class, and he's moved up a class, and he's the number one player. There's no doubt that he's the best player ever in this state. You know, we didn't think, I mean, we've had some great ones, Nick Kenneth, Cannon Medley, and you know, Andy Bedard and a few others, but he's by far the top. I mean, you know, he was on every college radar, and you know, even though I'm not a big fan of Duke, they're one of the best college basketball programs out there, and they wanted him, and they got him.
Yeah, I think it's a great story, and, you know, Ace isn't that far behind him either, so I think it's just wonderful, a great tribute to them and to their family. Now, where can people watch that? It's streaming tonight, right?
Yeah, WHOU.live has it. We have Chris down there covering it. He'll be doing, a recap, get some videos and interviews and all that. He'll be down there both tonight and tomorrow night, and we'll have all that. But yes, you can watch it live. WHOU.live. It is there's a fee, but you can get a monthly subscription, so you can see other games. In the next month, also tournaments coming up in the month. So it's definitely a good deal for that. And it's a lot of excitement, and there is a high school basketball game before that too. Nokomis will play Coney tonight down there. So getting that Nokomis will be down there playing a game before that game because some of his former teammates still play on for Nokomis.
Yeah, that's very cool. What a great story! Going to be a lot of fun down at the Cumberland County Civic Center tonight. Now, as far as high school basketball games in this area, what's coming up this weekend and the days ahead that are important games at this point, early point in the season?
Well, yeah, we can talk about some things coming up, but something that happened this week, Old Town Ellsworth, they played back-to-back nights. The girls played Wednesday night, and Ellsworth, the defending champions, got the win. And last night, I think Old Town boys made a big statement winning. I mean, everybody's talking about Orono and Ellsworth, well-deserved so far, but I mean, I think Old Town, they're undefeated. They made a big statement, and a huge win for them last night. We've got a couple, just so everybody knows, for us, too, East Maine Sports Media, we're looking forward to, in the next couple of weeks, we're, two trips to Bingham. We never broadcast games from Bingham. We're going to see Valley and Forest Hills coming up, and then we got Valley and CCHS a week after that in Bingham. So we're really looking forward to that, a lot of good stuff. We got a couple of Foscroft Dexter games next week, kind of rivalry week for us next week. So it's a lot of fun.
Now, Bingham's a haul. You leave a trail of breadcrumbs so you can find your way back.
We'll be a little bit earlier than we have to for most games and stuff to set up and everything. But they're happy to have us, and we're happy to do a few games there.
No, that's wonderful. That's great for you guys. Hey, I want to ask you too a little baseball because we haven't talked here in a couple of weeks. As for me, you and I think tend to be more reasonable than some Red Sox fans here. I am fine with the Lucas Giolito signing. I like getting a guy who can eat the innings and almost never gets hurt, and I love the Sale trade.
Yeah, I do too. and they got to play it back. That might be a sign playing at basement. I'm surprised they got really anything of significance back because everybody knew they were trying to unload him. And I was really surprised the Braves signed him to a extension, but that's up to them. But for this year, I can understand it for the Braves' point because it's low risk. That's why they're paying the majority of his salary. But, Red Sox made that mistake once, signing him to an extension. But, I like that trade because, then they got Vaughn Grissom back. And Giolito, it's low risk. I mean, having them have a guy that's kind of on a contract here because he's going to opt out. So I think there's a lot of motivation there. And I don't think they're done. I heard a couple of times you could put it together a team right now that with free agents still available that would be a playoff team. So there's still plenty of talent out there, that can be had. And I do think they're going to get another pitcher or two. I think, Hernandez maybe in the outfield would be a good pickup, and we'll see what happens. But, they do keep things under wraps. So those two moves you mentioned, nobody really talked about beforehand.
And I won't be surprised either. I've seen a couple reports, as I'm sure you have. I won't be shocked if they trade Kenley Jansen to somebody else and get themselves a little more money to spend on probably a starting pitcher.
Yeah, and, I think they can still get the pieces to contend, but right now they're, kind of on the outside because, obviously, you got Baltimore, Tampa, Toronto, and, even maybe the Yankees. But, I think right now, you trade that closer, and free up some money or get a starting pitcher back. I think they could get probably overvalued for Kenley Jansen.
Well, Mark, good talking with you. As always, enjoy the games tonight, and good luck. Make it back safely from Bingham so we can talk next week.
Yeah, well, actually, that's not next week, actually. It's the week after. But, we have to take, a couple weeks to prepare for that one.
Well, yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, thank you, Mark. Have a good weekend. We'll check in next Friday.
All right, thank you, Rich.
That's Mark Canlin of Eastern Maine Sports talking with us. The High School Report brought to you on Downtown by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires. At two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And buy the First, dream first, because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.